Welcome to We Both Read It, your weekly book review program.
I'm Alec Cotwood.
I'm Sidney Katz. This week we're reviewing a powerful, disturbing novel, Las Vegas Bad Boy.
What?
Let's listen to an excerpt from this savage novel.
Wait a minute, I thought we were...
The knock at the door was followed immediately by the voice of Valerie. The sheet was thrown back. I said, Val, you'd make a dead man get up. They should call you Hot Lips.
Those are the words of the Las Vegas bad boy, Big Jim King. He came out of Alcatraz to write the book Las Vegas Couldn't Stop. Las Vegas Bad Boy. Mr. King has a prose style uniquely his own. If it wears a little thin after 100 pages, still, the savage imagery and sledgehammer satire kept this reader clamoring for more. Alec?
I thought we were going to review the new Vonnegut. I haven't read the bad boy book.
Well, you don't have to read them to have an opinion.
But you read them, don't you?
I skim, Alec. Nobody reads anymore.
Well, the cover is interesting. The gun, the girl there.
Good, Alec. Next week we'll take a look at Bad Night on Blood Mountain, a new western, and The Destructor 17, the newest paperback adventure of Lance Hudson and his one-man war against the mafia.
I thought we were reviewing The White Hotel.
I couldn't read it. Too arty.
But I already read it. It took me a month.
You've got a whole week to read Bad Night and Blood Mountain. It took me an hour on the bus.
But you read so much faster than I do.
He skims. Join us next week for We Both Read It, your weekly book review program.
Have you read Under the Grandstands?
The Seymour Butts book? I saw the movie.
Antlers in the Treetops was much better.